An area of low pressure is tracking into the Great Lakes region. To the east, its associated secondary low and warm front are tracking up the eastern seaboard. These will combine to bring us a period of precipitation that will be mainly in the form of rain, especially from the capital region on south. It's likely going to be cool enough across the north country for a wintry mix of rain, sleet, and freezing rain, and possibly even some snow. Through the area today, it's been quite gray. There were a few breaks of sunshine very early on, but any holes in the clouds quickly filled in with cloud cover, and now we're watching some precipitation build in from the west. Again, it looks like it'll be warm enough for rain in many areas, especially from the capital region on south, but as we work into areas north and west of the capital region, we're likely to have that wintry mix through tonight into tomorrow morning, where some slippery travel conditions are likely to persist through the morning commute. As we work into the day tomorrow, we'll see a transition from that wintry mix across the north over to plain rain showers, especially late in the morning into the early afternoon. And then later in the day, as the low pressure areas continue to lift to the east, we'll actually see some cooler air wrap behind the storm, cool enough that the atmosphere will allow for likely some snow showers, especially later on tomorrow afternoon, again, primarily in areas of the north country. It looks like areas from the capital region on south are likely to see some showers early in the day, but a dry slot should cut off precipitation by about mid-morning at the latest. Then as we work into Thursday, we'll have that cool flow of air come out of the northwest with that gusty wind. Temperatures will only be in the 30s. We'll have some mountain snow showers, and the cold weather continues into Friday with highs only in the 30s with some 20s in the mountains. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, cloudy, with showers likely, some wintry mixed precipitation of rain, sleet, freezing rain, and snow is possible, low 30 to 35. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely, some snow showers will mix in later in the day, high 36 to 42. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, cloudy, with showers likely, some mixing with freezing rain and sleet is possible, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, rain showers likely, some snow showers will mix in later in the day, high 36 to 42. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, cloudy with rain showers likely, low in the middle to upper 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some afternoon sun, a chance of showers mainly early, high in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, cloudy with rain showers likely, low in the middle to upper 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some afternoon sun, a chance of showers mainly early, high in the lower 40s. Region-wide on Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sun, a chance of mountain snow showers, breezy, high in the 30s, and on Friday, partly sunny and cool, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.